Let's begin our discussion. It's really a crucial topic. I remember learning this and preparing this. It really opened my eyes and gave me a new appreciation of two parts of davening that we do every single day more than once, and just some obvious points. But really, if we could think about it and give us insight. Unbelievable. And all together. Anyway. Okay, here we go. So there is a well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, as we know, about davening, about tefillah each and every day. The Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every single day. You have it in source number one. The fifth mitzvah, which is pretty crucial. Again, it's hard to know the Rambam's sefer ha-mitzvos in general, the order. He has clusters of mitzvos. Just looking at today, for example, about Yibam and Chalitza, as we're looking. So that's all in all the family mitzvahs. Marriage is there, and Gerushin is there. Bris Milah is in the middle there. And interesting way it puts it there. So there are different clusters, but the first ones are pretty important, you would think. So the first mitzvah asay is Anochi Hashem Alkecha. The second one is Yichud Hashem. Third is Avas Hashem. Fourth is Yiras Hashem. Fifth is Tefillah. The first mitzvah about doing something is davening. That's the Rambam Shita. It's a daven every single day. Again, what you daven and when you daven and how you daven is all Darabanan, but that's davening. Sivanu l'avdo yisale. And the Ramban, as we know, argues, the Ramban says, no, davening is not a mitzvah d'araisa. Elavada kol inyan tefila eino chol v'klal. Aval, it's a great idea. It's a kiyum d'araisa. You can't be a complete Jew without davening. That's true. But there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv d'araisa. Mimidas chesed abori yisbarach aleinu. It's chaste Hashem. It gives us the opportunity. Sheshomea va'one b'chol kareinu elav. And we know the Ramban says, I'll admit to you, by a Sarah, that's not our topic now. Why doesn't the Ramban count it as a mitzvah say daraisa every day? Why not? It's a simple interpretation, and the Ramban says this, is because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah explicitly to daven. What does it say? Ula'avdo b'chol avavchem. Serve Hashem in your heart. Zut tefillah. The Ramban says, that's a nice hint. That's a nice hint, but it's an asmachta. It's a drabonah. That's not strong enough to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. But again, that is the yeshita of the Ramban. But maybe there's something deeper going on here. Why the Ramban wouldn't count it as a mitzvah? Maybe there's a message about tefillah that the Ramban is giving us by not counting it. Not just a technical. Oh, it's an asmachta. So then you could just, that just begs the question. If it's so basic, so why doesn't the Torah say it explicitly? Right? If it's so basic, say it clearly so it's not just an asmachta. Question number one. Question number two. It's interesting that there are halachic differences between Kriya Shema and the Amida, Tefillah, as we call it, even though both form a unit. Right, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Havi zohir b'kriya shma u'b'tefillah. Be careful in both. It's a package. It's like kriya shma, berachos kriya shma tefillah. It's a unit. And the Mishnah in Perkei Avos puts them together. Kriya shma and tefillah. And yet there are differences in halacha between them. There are differences in halacha. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachas, Nafchav Dalid, Amar Rav Huna, technically, might not be the greatest covered thing, but you're allowed to say Kriya Shema without a shirt on. Right, let's say I'm going to sleep, and sometimes it's hot, so you just let's say you wear a pair of shorts, and you remember, oh, I davened Ma'ariv early, so I have to say all three parshas of Kriya Shema to be also the mitzvah. Technically, you don't have to put a shirt on. Right, you have to have a libo, you have to have a hefsik, right, an elastic or a belt, but you don't have to put a shirt on for Kriya Shema. You have to wear a shirt for davening. You can't daven without a shirt. Right? The Gemara says, Avala tefillah shechazes libo. Chazes libo. What's the difference? They're both pretty major. Kriya Shema tefillah. Why is there a difference in halacha between them? One difference. Or a second difference. Right? The Tosfos, the beginning of the second parak of Brachas. Source number six, and Afid Gimel. Remember that Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, Shalom Ab'Dei Yira, Meshim Ab'Dei HaKavid, Who are you scared of? Who are you honored? And all those halachas don't apply to Bizman HaZeh. Okay, but they're all there. Tosfos points out, that's only by Kriya Shema, between the Prakim, in the middle of the paragraph. By Tfila, zero. No Hefsik. No Mibnei HaKavod, no Mibnei HaYira. Tosfos says, Avol Be'emza Yurches Asur. Even ben gula tefila right before, you can't be mafsik. So during Shmona Esrei for sure. So why is that? Why is tefila so much more intense, higher standard? Kriya Shema is, isn't it? That's the goal. That's as we'll get to how to define it soon. And finally, also washing hands. So we're not so machbid about this nowadays. We have a different level of hygiene, but the Rambam is very machbid, based on the Gemara about washing one's hands for tefillah. For tefillah. The Rambam says you can even wash your hands up to the wrist on Tisha B'Av, because, and I think maybe on Yom Kippur too, because that's Letzorach Mitzvah, just like Kohanim can wash their hands up to the wrist, you know, for Letzorach Mitzvah. That's not for Rechitza. So again, regarding davening, there's serious business with washing the hands. But not Kriya Shema. So what's the difference? Shirt and no shirt, hefsekim, washing hands. Rav Pinkus writes, in at least one of his writings on the Siddur, I think in the red one, the Siddur at Tefillah, you know, he has a couple of Svarim on Siddur. So Rav Pinkus writes in one place that the order of davening in general is crucial. Like we think we can like just make things up and do it afterwards, and you know, it's okay. I've gotten this from certain children. You know, Baruch Shem Ashrei Shtabach is fine. I'll just make it up afterwards. No, but Suki the Zimra is there for a reason. And first there's Brachos and Berachat HaShachar. Everything builds. It's like it's a build up. And then we have Suki the Zimra. Then we have Baruchu. Then we have Chatzikadosh, then Baruchu. Then everything builds. And at the end also, you have to know how to like, come down. Ashrei, Zeichu Bel Etzion. He gives a mashal in one of his svarim. It's not exactly connected, but he gives mashal. He says, you know, your washing machine is not working. So what do? You go, you take out your toolbox, you get your drill, and you get your screwdriver, and you start tinkering. Only Jews and Italians do this, right? Right? Start tinkering and knocking. You unscrew this, take off the box. Everything looks good, right? The pipe, shake it around a little bit. Right? Do this, do that. Okay, great. Okay, everything looks good. Put everything back, put the screws back. Close everything up. Good. Your wife walks by. Honey, what are those two screws? There's like these two screws on the... they're extra. They're extra, you don't need them. The person who made the washing machine doesn't think they're extra. The yom. That's tachnun. Come on. Everything is built up. There's a structure. There's a structure to the entire tefillah. So the question is, if everything is the basis for what follows it, how is Kriya Shema the foundation of the Amidah? I'm going to call it the Amidah now so we don't get confused with Tefillah. Tefillah might be everything. So how does Kriya Shema lead up to it? And there's such an importance of Smichas Geula LeTefillah. Somehow Kriya Shema leads us in. So we know the Mishnah tells us that Kriya Shema is called, Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel, Source 8, Al Rebbe Shua Min Karcha, Lama Kadma Parsha Shema Levayim Shemoa, why is Shema before Vayim Shemoa? Kdi Sheikabo Lavo Malcha Shemaim Tchila, V'yacharka Mekabo Lavo Mitzvos. First you Mekabo Lavo Malcha Shemaim. That's Kriya Shema. We know that. Kabbalah So Malcha Shemaim, accepting the yoke of heaven. Hashem Elokeinu. So, isn't that the ultimate expression of religiosity? The last moment a person's alive, the first moment, the first pasuk that you teach, besides Torah Tziva, Shema Yisrael, that's it. What's after that? Isn't that the ultimate of what we're leading up to in davening? And yet, no, it's not. We have something after that that's, it's not like Kriya Shema is up here and then, oh, the Amidah. It's like, that's going down already. No, we understand that. The Amidah is the high point. So again, what do you have more than Kriya Shema? And how does Kriya Shema form the basis? And just to bolster, to ask the question in this a different way, but it's the same idea, right? This week you get real credit for Vasikin. Last week wasn't so much credit. I mean, you could get some credit, but last week was the easiest of the year. I mean, you're still wonderful to Daven Vasikin. But we know the ultimate is Daven Vasikin. But again, in the olden days, everybody's Daven Vasikin. Now, even the great, you know, it's a mile, it's a tremendous mile of it. Well, Yashiv didn't Daven Vasikin every day. And many of the Gedolim, yeah, there's certain Kavua Minyanim. But again, Vasikin is amazing. And we know, Vasikin Yigomer Iman Eitzachama. The Gemara tells us that right at sunrise, what's right at sunrise? The Amida. The Amida is right at sunrise. So again, we ask, shouldn't at the second of sunrise, shouldn't that be Shema? The second sunrise. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad! Shouldn't that be? That's Vasikin. And yet, we do that 2.5 minutes earlier. So again, what's the focus? What is the relationship between Kriya Shema and Tefillah? There's obviously a difference between them. We saw halachically. And what is the relationship going from one to the other? Okay. So, the secret of the Amida. First, let's talk about the Amida, and then we'll go back to Kriya Shema. So, what's the secret of the Amida? So, the first step, many of you are familiar with, we mentioned this, one of the top five Reb Chaims in all of the Sefer, right? So, Reb Chaim writes, well-known, right? There are two Rambams. One Rambam says you have to have Kavana for the entire Tefillah. One Rambam says you have to have Kavana only for the first Bracha of Tefillah. So, how do you answer? So, Tzvei Dinim, two types of Kavana, Reb Chaim says. Number one is Kavana, knowing what the words mean. Knowing what the words mean, okay. So you should try to know what all the words mean. But first bracha b'di'evit is okay. But then Reb Chaim explains there in source number 10, there's a second din of kavana, which is not even a din of kavana. It's part of the definition of prayer. It's not that you daven and you need to have this. If you don't have this kavana, then you're not davening, says Reb Chaim. And that is the recognition of standing before God. The recognition that I'm having a conversation with Hashem. If I don't understand that, then I'm not davening. And you don't need, Reb Chaim made it famous, but it's in the Rambam and it's in Rashi. Right? Reb Chaim just makes it more famous. The Rambam says it. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Perek Dalet. Umaya kavana shiyafana es libo mikola machshavos v'yira atzmo ki'ilu omei lefnei shechina. You're standing in front of Hashem. V'nira the kavana zu'ena midin kavana. This isn't about kavana. This is me'etzem ma'isa tefila. This is part of the definition of davening. Is this type of kavana. That's what tefila is. Rav Pinkus writes in the Nefesh Shimshon, tefillah maybe is similar to the word naftule elokim niftalti. You wrestle. You connect. When you wrestle, right, you grab. You're embracing. So maybe that's what tefillah is, because we're connecting. It's a conversation. We're connected, and we want to connect more. And conversations have different parts to it. You could thank in a conversation. You could ask in a conversation, you could praise in a conversation. Are there any parts to the conversation? But that's what tefillah is. It's Amida Lefnei Hashem. That's what Rashi said also. Rashi said earlier on the Gemara that by tefillah you have to be wearing a shirt, because Rashi says, source number, back to source 5. Laharo says, Atzmo Ka'omei Lefnei HaMelech. Why does the conversation have higher standard? You have to be wearing a shirt and you can't be you're talking to God. What are you being mafsik for? You have to wash your hands. There's a higher standard because it's a conversation. And related to this is one of my favorite thoughts that Rav Soloveitchik writes in source number 12 in Ish HaEmunah, where the Rav writes, why is it that the words of tefillah that we have, when were they written? Ache Kness LaGdola. Why then? Why were all of the details of tefillah put into place then? My dafka then at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So says the Rav beautifully. They knew at that time that Nevuah was ending. Right? The last Nevi'im. Chag Ezechai Malachi. What's the last Nevuah that we ever had? Malachi. Malachi. Last. What are the last psukim in Navi? Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. I'm the last Navi. Keep the Torah and the Heshev Levavos Habanim. Eliyahu Navi is going to be the next Navi. So now there's a break. So Tzachaya told us the next one we're going to hear about is Eliyahu Navi. Meanwhile, keep the Torah. Zichru Torah. That was it. They knew Nevuah was ending. And says the Rav beautifully, the Chazal could not accept the tragic reality that there would be no more communication between man and God. So if Hashem wasn't going to speak to us, we're going to speak to Him. Because the conversation must continue. And tefillah is the other side of the coin from nevuah. It's the same idea, but nevuah is just God talking to us. Tefillah, we're talking to Him. But it's the same content. And that's why Dafka Tefillah was made then. As Nevuah ended, Tefillah continued. What Nevuah had started. I think, he doesn't say this, but I think that might be, right, one of the animamins is that there's something called Nevuah, that Hashem talks to man, but on a deeper level, animam mona shalema, there's communication between Hashem and man, sometimes in one direction, sometimes in the other direction. But that's what he writes. Tefillah v'Nevuah heim shtei hagdaros nirdafos. They're two synonyms. Ledusia chanose ofi shalabris bein olakim ba'adam. Kilas hatfila nolda ba'osa sha'am mamish. Kishikilas ha'nevuah higia l'kitza. As nevuah was ending, tefillah was starting. V'chulu. And again, he continues. At the bottom, 18. Heim sirvul hikana. They refuse to accept Lemitzias historit v'achzorit to the historical and tragic reality that there wouldn't be any communication anymore. That's the Amida. The Amida is a conversation. Part one. Let's go a little deeper though into what the Amida. It is a conversation, but there's another element. That part, Reb Chaim, Amida Lefnei Hashem. That's known. Let's go one step further. Well, let's see it in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Chav Tes, Rebbe Elazar says in the Mishnah, there, Ha'osa tfilaso keva, ein tfilaso tachnunim. What does that mean? If you make your tfila keva, it's not good. It's not a good tfila if you make it keva. What does keva mean? So the Gemara has two pshatim. One is, it shouldn't be a masui. Tfila shouldn't be a burden to you. Should it be keva? It's a burden. Rashi, keva, chok kavuahu, alayla hispalel. I have to daven now, but tzorach ani latzei dechovasi. I have to daven. I have to go daven. I have to fulfill my obligation. That's a bad attitude, says the Gemara. You can't have that attitude when you daven. It can't be a chok kavua. Kasha. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah there's a principle called mitzvos. Lav lehenos nitnu. All right, well, you did this? Okay. So, the sugya, you did this kasha? Right? What? Oh, right. What does Rashi say? What does mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu? Mitzvos aren't defined by their hana. What does Rashi say? I gave it to you right there. It's an ol. Mitzvos are a burden. They're on your neck. That's what mitzvos are supposed to be. Well, 1 second. So how does the Gemara say here that if you do that by davening, it's terrible? That's what Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says. Mitzvahs are supposed to be a burden, what you have to do. La'ol al savarehan. That's what Rashi says in 15. Rosh Hashanah chavches. So how could Rashi, explaining the Gemara in Brachas chavches, say if you do a keva, that's bad? That's what mitzvahs are supposed to be. There's an unbelievable diuk back in that Mishnah. Look back for a moment to the Mishnah in Source 3, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Havri Zahir b'kriya shma b'tfila, ukshat ha-mispalel, al-tas, tfilas ha-keva, el-rachmim v'tachnunim l'fnei ha-makom baruchu. Rabbi Shimon says, Bizar and kriya shma and tfila, and when you daven, don't make a keva. What's the diuk? It says, don't make daven in keva. It doesn't say anything about kriya shma. As if the Mishnah is saying, it's okay to make Kriya Shema Keva, don't make davening Keva. Meaning, only davening. Amida is different than the other mitzvos that we have. Says the Rav in his Chidushim and the Rishimos on Brachas, on Daf Chavtes. Davening is a conversation, but it's a conversation that we need to want to have and not approach that we have to have. Amida can't be a chok kavua that, oh, I have to talk to Hashem now. That can't be. It has to be, I get to talk to Hashem now. I want to talk to Hashem now. The tefillah shiny mishar mitzvahs. The bishar mitzvahs chalosh shei maisa mitzvah chal machmas achiv. Usually, why do you have to do a mitzvah? Because there's a chiv on the gavra. By tefillah, no. It can't be that way. We have to daven not because we have to daven, but because we want to daven. So, A, it's a conversation, and we have to recognize Amida lefnei Hashem, but B, it's a conversation that we want to have and not that we have to have. That's how we have to look at it. Right? Often, again, we're all guilty of this. Like sometimes we're like, get to that, let's say, mostly not in yeshiva where it's like the same schedule, but you're at home, you like run to an early mincha, like mincha gadol, and after it's like, good, got that out of the way. It's like, oh! Out of the way? It's really like a davening? It's like, check, done. We all have that, a little bit at least. We have to say, I'm going to daven. I'm going to daven. That's how it has to be. It can't be a chok. Maybe that's why the Ramban and the Torah doesn't say it beferish. Okay, it's even hinted to, and the Rambam says it's hinted to, and we count it as a mitzvah, but it's still not formulated as an obligation. Davin doesn't say that anywhere. Serve Hashem in your heart. And the Ramban doesn't even think it says it. Because the point of tefillah is not to come out of chiyuv. The point of tefillah is to come out of a rut zone. And even the Rambam agrees to the idea of a mitzvah without a chiyuv. Right? Tefillah is the only mitzvah that we have that has a built-in makeup time. Right? You miss Maariv Daven two shacharses. How do you do that? Ever think about that? That's so strange. I miss Maariv. If you miss Lulav, you can't make it up after Sukkos. Right? If you miss doing a mitzvah, you missed it. Are you making it up? The answer is there could be a possibility of a conversation even separate from the obligation. That's tefillah. That's amida. It's the conversation that we need, that we want to have. Good. What do we start with? So what's Kriya Shema? Kabbalah Samach L'Shamayim. Okay, so how does one lead to the other? How does one connect? Why there are less standards? Isn't that also a conversation? So remember this, it's such an obvious point. Maybe everybody here knows it already, but if you look inside Shema and you look inside Amida, it's two different types of conversations. In the Amida, we're talking to Hashem. Atah Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh. Shema Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu. Teka! Teka b'shofar gadol. It's all talking to Hashem. That's the conversation. In Shema, we're not talking to Hashem. Either Hashem or we are talking to ourselves. It's not a conversation, but a declaration. Shema is talking to us. Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemaya means we us. Be'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. It's like, no, that's me. Hashem's talking to me. Im Shamoat Yisrael Mitzvosai. Vasulahem tzitzis, all parts of Krishna. It's talking to us, it's not talking to God. Shmona Esrei, Amida, we're having a conversation with Hashem. How do we build up to that? By declaring certain things to ourselves. That's the message of Kriya Shema, of Schar Va'onesh. We declare Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Mitzvos, Tfilin, Mezuzah, Schar Va'onesh. We're not asking God, we're not asking Hashem for anything in Shema. You think about that? Shema, there's nothing about people being sick. We just say, if we follow the Mitzvos, He's going to give us Parnassah. We don't ask for Parnassah there. We're just declaring certain things. That's Shema. Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim is a declaration for me. So now we have the two parts. We have the conversation and we have the declaration preceding it. One final point. How do they fit together? Two sources, put those together, and we have our Yesod. Two sources. One is a Rambam, and one is an Abu Draham. Turn to the back. Draham tells us, I mentioned this in other Shiurim often, source 19. Kishem Shemavarchan al Ha'ana, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Brachas talks all about the types of brachas there are. Three types of brachas, says the Rambam. Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNehenin, and Birchas Shevach Vahodah. Fine, Birchas Shevach Vahodah is said after. Birchas HaMitzvah is said before the Mitzvah. Birchas HaNehenin is said before. So those were in the share last year. We did this by Imsachim. So, the key that the Achronim point out is one word in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Source 19, U'kishem Shemavarchan al Ha'ana, Kach Mavarchan al Kol Mitzvah U'Mitzvah. Just like you make a bracha before you eat, drink, or smell, so too you make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. And then you do the mitzvah. And as for Rav Soloveitchik, yes, other achronim, the Rambam does not have to say that word kishem. The Rambam is a sefer, the Mishnah Torah, if you would just say it's a sefer halacha, just tell me what to do. But this, the Mishnah Torah is also a sefer of conceptual ideas, not just halacha. And the fact that the Rambam links these two means there's a connection between them. Just like you make a bracha before you eat, so do you make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. And the question is, maha kesher, as we say. What is the connection? Before you eat, why do you make a bracha? One word. Matir. Matir. Right, the Gemara brachas. It's stealing if I don't make a bracha. It belongs to Hashem. I make a bracha, that's matir. That's matir me to eat. So what does that have to do with brachas and mitzvah? I'm about to do a mitzvah. I make a bracha. Says the Rav beautifully, and the Rishimos is quoted there, a mitzvah also needs a matir. It needs a matir. Okay, the food belongs to Hashem. The mitzvah belongs to Hashem? No. Says the Rav, who am I to shake a myrtle branch and think that that's going to bring me close to the infinite? Close to Hashem. I'm going to eat these wafers, leaning, and all of a sudden, that's gonna bridge the gap between the finite human ant and the infinite God of all gods. Who do I think I am that I could do a mitzvah and get close to Hashem? Wouldn't it be, presumptuous of me to do such a thing? That's the point of a bracha. When I make a bracha, a birchas hamitzvah, I'm acknowledging there's a mitzvah who told me to do this mitzvah. That's the matir to do the mitzvah. A birchas hamitzvah is a matir to then do the mitzvah and use that to get close to Hashem. U'kamo shachal isra lenatzmo lamazeh b'lo bracha, just like you can't get benefit, that's the Rambam's kishem. Just like you can't eat without a bracha, matir, so too you can't do a mitzvah without a bracha. Source number one. Number two, the Abu Draham, right, one of the Rishonim, discusses the question that others ask, why is there no birchas hamitzvah for kriyashma? Before we do the mitzvah d'araisa of kriyashma, why don't we say, asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu l'kros hashema? Why don't we do that? If you ever want to find a collector's item shita in the Rishonim, the Meiri is a great place to look. Right, because he's like late and he collects, or the Tosas Rit, one of those two. But the Meiri says, if you're stuck on a desert island and you don't have a sitter and you don't have birchas kriyashma by heart, say, Asher Kedushan and Mitzvah Zivano Likros Hashma. Okay, great. And just like he says, if you're on a desert island on Purim and you don't have a Megillah, say Hallel. Okay. But the Rishonim discuss, why isn't there no Berachas HaMitzvah? So most Rishonim say, not like that, Meiri. No, there's no Berachas HaMitzvah on Kriyashma. It's inappropriate. Why? Maybe Berachas Kriyashma function is it? Says the Abu Jam, you know why you don't say a birchas hamitzvah on Kriyashma? What's the purpose of a birchas hamitzvah? Before you do a mitzvah, to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. That's exactly what Kriyashma is. You don't need a kabbalos ol malchus shemayim before you do the mitzvah of kabbalos ol malchus shemayim. Says the Meiri. The whole purpose, I accept that this is a mitzvah from God. That's Kriyashma. You don't need a kabbalos ol malchus shemayim before you do the mitzvah of kabbalos ol malchus shemayim. That's the Abu Draham. Mibreisha inyan abrachas kulam hu lekabel l'malchus shemayim. That's exactly what Kriyashma is. Put these two points together that we just said. The purpose of a bracha before a mitzvah is to be matir you to do the mitzvah. Kriya Shema is the same function as a bracha. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Put those two together. Kriya Shema is the matir for the conversation. Kriya Shema, the declaration that we talk to us, the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, that's the matir, and that's okay. That's talking to us, so you don't have to wear a shirt. I mean, whatever, technically. And you can be masik if you need, because we're talking to ourselves, or Hashem's talking to us. So there's less, more flexibility. But that's the matir for then having the conversation. And that's the vasikin at that moment. A conversation that we need to want to have. And not that we need to have. That's the flow. And that's why Kriya Shema is always before. The importance of smichas gula tefillah. And if we say Kriya Shema properly, it should be natural. To give a mashal. Again, there's a lot of Rav Soloveitchik in this shir. Not always, but there's a Rav Haigon. Not too many Rav Haigons quoted in the Rishonim. Once in a while. But there's a Rav Haigon quoted in the Ran at the end of Psachim, where Rav Haigon discusses another question that the Rishonim ask: why is there no bracha on Hallel at the Seder? We say Hallel at the Seder towards the end of Magid, first two parts. So why don't we say a bracha? We always say a bracha on Hallel. So some say, oh, you use the one in Shul. Says Rav Haigon, you know why there's no bracha? Because She'in anu korin oso b'toras korin ela b'toras shira. Because you're not saying halal, you're singing halal. What does that mean? What does it mean we're not saying it as kriya, but we're saying it as shira? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. The first time I saw this part, it was in Rabbi Sabalovsky Shlita, has a sefer called Reishis Kochi, which is his sefer on Bechoros. That was his first sefer. It's in the Hakdama to Reishis Kochi. He writes this thought. But then it's quoted from all over. It's the Rav, says it's all over. Anyway, why is it? What does it mean? It's a Kshira not Kriya. After Magid, you've been talking about Hashem for 2 hours. He took us out of Mitzrayim and he did everything in Dayenu. To say a bracha at that moment would minimize and ruin the whole Hallel. Okay, guys, it's time for us to say Hallel now. We need to. We are obligated to. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. God commanded us to say Hallel now. Okay, everybody, let's say it. Let's read it. No! At the end of Magid, after talking for 2 hours about Hashem, and he's awesome, and he's great, it should be a spontaneous outpouring of emotion that just comes out. Not because we have to, but because it just flows from us. That's Shira. That's not Kriya. That's why there's no bracha on the Hallel. That's a mashal. Maybe that's the same thing by the Amida. Right? It shouldn't be something that we have to do. But after we have this declaration of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Yichud Hashem and Schar Va'onesh and Tzitzis and Hashem Tzitzis and Mitzrayim, all these. Wow, now I get to talk to him. Remember that Rashi quotes the Rishalmi and Davdalam and Brachas? Speaking of school tefillah, it's like the Ani at the door. Knocking, knocking, knocking. Finally, I'm coming. And finally, when the Baal HaBayis comes in, you know, the Ani already left. When he opens the door. It's like we have this whole build-up and this whole build-up, and then, go Yisrael. Okay, I'm busy. No, it's a lead-in. So that's every single day, twice a day we have declaration and conversation. So, yeah. So again, that's a good question. It could be piggybacking on the morning. I mean, why do I say that? Because of the Agli Tal. What's the Agli Tal? The Agli Tal in the Hagdama of his Sefer says, I want to give kavod to my father. So I'm going to quote a word from my father. He says, what's the concept of Hariv Shemesh? Right, what's Hariv Shemesh? Tful Yom. It's a whole Masechta. Tful Yom in Taurus. Right, Tful Yom is you go to the mikvah, but you're not Torah until it gets nighttime. Why? You went to the mikvah. Because if you were Tamei today, it doesn't totally leave you until the end of the day. It doesn't totally leave you. And he says, and that's why Kriya Shema is only twice a day. If you said it in the morning, that lasts. It lasts. Once it's a new day, and so that's what he says. So that's what I would say. If he says it about why there's only Kriya Shema twice a day, you know, once in the morning, that lasts the rest of the day, just like Tumah lasts, So kal v'chomer ben benosha kal v'chomer mita tova greater than mita peronis. So kriyashma kilasta also. He says that he quotes one bar from his father in the Hakdama. So this is what the opportunity that we have. So again, you saw the title, Divine Transitions, the segue from Kriyashma to Tefillah. Let's recognize, again, every part of davening. We didn't talk about Psukah de Zimra at all. But again, that's every part of davening has a purpose, has a flow, has a structure. The Nevi'im were the ones that started this, and the Gaonim over 1,000 years ago made the order of the davening. So let's appreciate the declarations that we can have and the conversations that we can have. And we should get the most out of every part of davening that we can. Okay, we'll stop.